The 3.5-story mansion, with its 14 rooms and 6 long white columns rising to the roof, supporting a large cornice in the front, became a showpiece. The land it rested on took up an entire city block atop one of the highest of Richmond's 7 hills, cooled by tall oaks and magnolias, with a terraced garden in the back to the brow of the hill, giving the Van Loos a superb view of the James. Large doors at the entrance opened into an 18-foot-wide hall with a chandelier, carved mahogany benches, and Persian rugs over hardwood floors. The dining room off the kitchen, sitting room, drawing room, and library occupied the first floor, filled with expensive chairs, soft sofas, antique tables, candelabras, and priceless vases. The lower and upper chambers on the second and third floors had the family bedrooms and lounges. Basement and attic rooms housed the servants' quarters. Among treasured mementos, a purse believed to have belonged to George Washington. Elizabeth thought it was the world's most beautiful home. The northern couple was spectacularly successful assimilating into southern society. The Churchill neighborhood was a Whig enclave, its prominent members regulars at Van Loo parties. John gained a reputation as a public-spirited and benevolent citizen, often contributing secretly to charities. Celebrities visited the mansion, such as Edgar Allan Poe, who read The Raven in the drawing room, and Swedish opera soprano Jenny Lind, who sang on the back porch for a charity benefit. John and Eliza also corresponded with James Monroe, Daniel Webster, and Henry Clay. For Elizabeth and her brother and sister, Church Hill became an intellectual hothouse. The library was stocked with almost 600 books, nearly 250 of which belonged to Eliza. $50 a year was allocated to increase the collection, which included 2 large volumes of William Shakespeare with steel plate engravings, Reverend Thomas Scott's 6-volume Bible set, and theologian Thomas Burnett's Sacred Theory of the Earth. The parents, egalitarian in their marriage, made their children feel special, instilling deeply held values in them, which often ran counter to Southern norms. Elizabeth, John, and Anna, as a result, developed a keen sense of loneliness and alienation, forced to play the role of outsider. Close to her mother, Elizabeth was the weakest physically, but the strongest willed.